October is World Teachers Month. And World Teachers Month theme for, excuse me, yeah, World Teachers Month theme for 2019 is, quote, young teachers, the future of the profession in a non-violent teaching and learning environment. We have two major news stories that have come out in this regard. Sans Souci Girls High School's Clarissa Fenta, her video was seen going viral earlier in the year after she slapped a grade 9 pupil. And the Chamber of Legal Students has called for far more action against the teacher after we saw that criminal charges against her were withdrawn at the Wynberg Magistrates Court. At the same time, we are seeing Ms. Fiona Viotti going fatal attraction on a young 18-year-old matric boy. She herself is 30 years old as a history teacher at Bishop's. And apparently the boy wanted to actually end the affair, but actually had to turn to his parents for assistance to end the affair when she refused to do so. Really ironic cases to be facing against the backdrop of World Teachers Month in a safer and less violent environment. Over and above that, the South African Council for Educators has seen 766 complaints made against teachers, 200 of them coming from the Western Cape. Spokesperson for the South African Council for Educators, Thembinkosi Ndlovu, joins me on the line this morning to discuss this. Good morning, Thembinkosi. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast with Lifilwe.
Good morning, and thanks for having us on the show this morning.
Indeed. So very disturbing numbers that we're hearing here amid very disturbing headlines. We just had corporal punishment, the outlawing of corporal punishment affirmed by the Constitutional Court earlier in the year, last month. And yet we're still seeing these kinds of cases being leveled against teachers. Can you please let us know the nature of the complaints that are coming to you at the South African Council for Educators?
In the main, we're getting three types of complaints that I could sum up as the main complaints. Issues around corporal punishment are dominant. Issues around sexual abuse of learners are also a dominant feature. And issues around human relations amongst our teachers are dominant issues that we're dealing with almost on a daily basis as council.
Please, won't you expand on human relations? What do you mean by that?
We meaning the interrelationships amongst our teachers. Teachers are fighting each other.
Amongst themselves, teachers, I see.
Amongst themselves, actually. And that happens in the glare of our pupils, and it's quite a worrying factor.
Now, let's start with the first one. So corporal punishment and assault seem to be the highest incidents reported. You saw 173 cases of this. It seems quite difficult for us to have an assessment of the accountability here. What do some of the schools do in response to this? We don't really seem to see much sanction.
I can tell you that one of the things about corporal punishment is that everybody knows that it has been outlawed in the country. Mm. But we're aware that it's happening in our schools. And we're getting very less and less of reports about this incident happening until such time that it becomes a worse kind of a scenario. I know for the fact that Western Cape in particular is one of the provinces where we're getting a lot of the support. And we're glad the department is really taking action in dealing with those matters. And therefore, we're saying, calling on society, calling on our teachers, that use of corporal punishment is illegal. Therefore, they must refrain from using corporal punishment. A good number of teachers end up with very serious sanctions meted against them. Some go to a level of being struck off the roll because of use of corporal punishment. So we're saying to our people, teachers, you may want to discipline learners because we need to understand the difference between discipline and use of corporal punishment. And therefore, stop using corporal punishment.
Thembinkosi, I think many teachers would respond to you by saying, the students are violent themselves. We're finding that there's a great deal of truancy as well as ill discipline in the classrooms. And for example, that Sans Souci's teacher's video, I mean, she clearly just lost her cool and was not able to manage her own emotions. I mean, she lost it in that moment. But she could say that that child was being belligerent. I imagine some of those cases that come before you are their attempt to defend themselves in that regard. What comes of that?
It's not always the case.
Mm.
It is not always the case. We cannot is seen to be promoting violence in our schools. We cannot say because kids are truant, therefore teacher must violently react to that truancy. On the 5th of March 2019, we launched a program that says that's called Teachers' Rights, Responsibilities and Safety Program. We are hoping before the end of the financial year to come up with a handbook that will guide teachers on what their rights are, what their responsibilities are, and how they should react to unsafe situations that confront them at schools. But the bottom line of it, we cannot be seen to be promoting violence. Earlier this year, one of the unions somewhere made a call for teachers to carry arms to schools.
Jeepers.
And we said as council, that is very irresponsible because that is promoting violence. Can you imagine a scenario where one teacher in a class is carrying a gun and 50 learners in the same class are carrying guns? That's how it was all. And so, no longer a school.
But that was in response to dangers on campus as opposed to, you know, from outside forces, not necessarily to protect themselves against students. Am I right?
Their call was general.
Okay.
That is why we're saying to the department, let's make sure that access to our schools is controlled as much as possible so that we don't get outsiders coming into the school and doing whatever they want with our teachers. So the issue of access to schools must be a priority as much as possible to the department.
Tim Nkosi, the South African Council for Educators is, of course, mandated by government. Can you just take us through what the steps are that occur when a teacher has a complaint levelled against them? What are the sanctions that are put forward? It doesn't seem to be very visible in the public eye.
The first thing that we do when we get a complaint against the teacher, council has a responsibility of investigating that complaint. Because it is important to investigate so that we establish whether they are facts or it's just malice. Because I've seen some of the cases, some of the complaints that are brought through are just malicious complaints and not necessarily factual complaints.
Okay.
So firstly, we investigate. On the basis of the investigation, if a teacher needs to be called before a disciplinary hearing, then a disciplinary panel is established to hear the case. Remember, it's still allegations. We need to also hear the side of the teacher, also the side of the complainant.
Sure.
On the basis of the disciplinary hearing's recommendations, a teacher can either be found not guilty, or if found guilty, can be reprimanded. Ultimately, or extremely, a teacher can be struck off the roll.
Yeah.
Indefinite.
I mean, fined, reprimanded. I mean, we're hearing here that many of the cases are where teachers are accused of more than one transgression. You know, it seems as though these are people that need to be taken out of the system, which is a concern in a direly under-resourced profession.
Not only that. If for argument's sake, a teacher commits such misconduct that we feel has brought the profession into disrepute, misconduct like cases of sexual molestation of learners, no parent wants to send his kid or her kid to school to be sexually molested by a teacher. Such people then get removed from the register, and their names are submitted to the Department of Social Development, who then enlist them in the child protection register.
Why not straight to jail? Sorry, Tim, because sexual assault, why put them on a register? Why not straight to the cops?
The Act demands of us to submit such names to the child protection register, and second to it, submit that kind of a name to the South African Police Services, who then deal with their own kind of investigation.
All right.
Remember, in a court of law, the burden of proof is proving a case beyond reasonable doubt. When in a disciplinary tribunal, the benefit of proof is just balance of probability. So the law enforcement agencies still need to conduct their own investigations.
Hmm. All right. Very much grateful for that. Hopefully we're going to see a little bit more action with respect to these two issues from bishops as well as Saint Susi. Temi Nkosindlovu, unfortunately we've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe. That is the spokesperson for the South African Council for Educators. I see a number of you are giving us your thoughts here. Please continue to send them in on 0725671567.